in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood, that kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood, that kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Renee, how are you?
How are you, Delilah?
I am wonderful.
That's good to hear.
Tell me what's going on in your life, Renee.
First, initially, I called in because the man that I was with, his name is Eric, and I seem to be in different places in our lives. He's older than me. He's about 40. I'm only going to be 32. And he doesn't seem to want to have children. And that's very important to me.
Does he already have children?
He has none. I have one.
And you want more, and he's not a family guy.
No, he's had a hard childhood growing up, and he's had a lot of issues. And since that point, it almost seems like I'm not sure that he's ready to even do the relationship. He went to go get some help. He's long distance from where I'm at. He's about 2 hours away from me now. But it seems that we keep going back and forth.
What is it that you have with this man that is binding you to him when you obviously have a different vision for your future?
I don't know what the right answer is.
If he's not in love with you, or if he's not wanting a future with you, then you're kind of in it alone. And that's a sad
that's
place
true.
To be.
It is.
Well, you need to figure out what it is you want out of life and then advance in that direction.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Good luck, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You and me, we used to be together. Every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be. It looks as though you're letting wants and just sits on his foot.
A listener that I'm not going to mention her name, I'm just going to call her A, because it could be anybody, says, Delilah, I would like to ask you for some advice and input. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, but ever since we've been married, we've been fighting a lot. I guess nothing violent or too physical, but mentally, emotionally, it hurts so very much. I love him with all my heart, but Delilah, I don't know what I should do. The things we fight about are about my past, the present, all the things I've done wrong in my life, how I handled my life, how I handled my OCD. I just don't know what I can do about this constant pain. Please help me, from A. I will do my best to help you, but you have to promise me that you will listen and that you will hear my words. If you relate to what I just read, I want you to listen carefully. I'll have my advice coming up. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, catch up with an old friend, or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority, and therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities so you know what things you can spend your time on that really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Okay, Jenny, you're in that forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
KZSD.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been some.
Is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on KZST.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma breaks my heart on a multitude of levels for a multitude of reasons. First off, because my beautiful, strong, wonderful mother was married to my father for 30 years, and he would constantly tell her how stupid she was, how she wasn't good enough, she didn't clean good enough, she didn't cook good enough, she didn't look good enough. And so what did I do? I turned around and followed in her footsteps. And for 9 years, I was in a marriage where I was made to feel like I wasn't enough. So I want you to listen to me, A. Get the hell away from this person. I know you say you love him, but you don't understand how that will affect your soul to be berated, to be told that you're not enough, to be yelled at for how you handle your OCD or how you handle your life or how what you did in the past. That is not love. That is abuse. That is emotional and mental and psychological abuse, which is every bit as damaging as being hit in the face. Get away from this monster. Somebody who would say cruel things to their beloved is not a good, loving husband or wife. Somebody who says cruel, mean, hurtful, insulting words is not someone you should be partnered with. I don't care how much you love him. I don't care how much your heart cries out for him. That's nonsense. Protect yourself. You don't mention if you have children or not. If you do, get them away from this monster. If you don't, please do not bring a child into this equation where they will see you being berated and hurt. Find your strength. Find a friend you can lean on. Find a program. Find a shelter. Find a support group. Find God. And find your self-worth. Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are precious, you are beautiful, you are capable, you are smart, you are enough. And you should never put yourself in relationship or stay in relationship with somebody who invalidates you. Good luck and God bless you. Please heed my words.
Welcome to the softer side of Sonoma County. Nighttimes on KZST.